The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. Whoever loves me will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make a dwelling with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That means to say, all the times that we sin, equal to, we do not love him. What Jesus expects not that you commit sin or not sin, but you love him. By the time you love him, you will have the courage to abstain from sin. And also, we are all called to different positions in the church. Just what St. Paul, the second reading, is beautiful. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. Yeah, we are all called to be one body, one mind, one spirit, the Lord, but in a different way. We are called different vocations. But it's beautiful. Just in a garden, you can expect everybody, it's like a rose, a lily, a gladius. We are different. Different color. Some red, some yellow. Some purple. Some green. All different. That's make the garden of the Lord beautiful. Once Peter was asking Jesus, what about John, the future of John? Because Jesus told Peter, when you're young, you can go everywhere you want to go. But when you're old, you will be brought by people to the place you don't want to go. That means you will be sacrifice himself, be a martyr. But then he asked Jesus, what about John? Because John was sitting, standing next to Jesus. Then Jesus said plainly, what about John? Mind your own business. You just follow me. It's so beautiful. Many times we ask the Lord why he does this or he does that. Jesus will tell the same. Don't judge my your own business. You just follow me. All the time we criticize people, practically we are the one on the wrong side. So Jesus is expecting us to create this community, this union of one body, one mind, one spirit. The same as that what Jesus lived on earth, the way he lived. His way is always very simple. He's the first one to love. And love unconditionally. That's simple. First one to love. You find a place not clean, you do it. You think they don't greet you, you greet him. First one to love. Unconditionally. You love, but there's no return. Be at ease. You don't do things because they say thank you. Even they don't say thank you, you do it. That's the way Jesus was doing. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. We are weak. We pray for the Holy Spirit. When we study catechism, they have the 8 gifts of the Holy Spirit. I don't know any one of you can memorize all the 8 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Anyway, no matter how, there are 2 important factors. We need to have the wisdom to know the will of God. And also we have the strength to follow the will of God. And that's the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Whatever name you're given. Important, you have the wisdom. Unless you have an open heart, you can't follow anything. You don't understand because you don't have love. When you have love, you won't have wisdom. But when you have wisdom, you need also the strength of the Holy Spirit, not yourself. Sometimes we cheat ourselves. I just didn't want to do this. If I want, I could. That's not true. Jesus mentioned once very clearly, without me, you can't do anything. That's why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to help us to be strong in following Him, be another Christ. So today, we pray for one another that we have the strength, this wisdom, to follow the will of the Lord. And right now, we have the few altar service. We'll come up and we'll give them commissioning that they can follow Jesus in a special way close to the altar. And also one day, if you God choose you, also be a priest one day. So, please.